Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? I see that. I get that all the time. Well, I'm glad I can provide you with such a moment, and we're going to continue to do that as hard as we can, and one of the ways we do that is by introducing you to really smart people, one of whom is our good friend Nick Bibby, who's with us right now. Nick is the founder of the Bibby Group, which is a franchise expertise organization, and he's here to talk to us about what he thinks about 2010 in franchising. Nick Bibby, welcome back to the show.
And Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Yeah, same to you, Nick. And Nick, what about 2010? One of the things that I've been cautioning and concerned about and reporting on for over a year now is the problem with the part of the problem with the recovery, and one of the elements of past recoveries that we're not going to have this time is any kind of serious startup activity, because there's very limited capital available to people at that stage of business growth in the startup, at the startup stage, which includes franchises.
Well, let's come at it from at least two different directions. One, you're right. Obtaining money is difficult at best today. However, I've long maintained that franchising should not be a borrower's game.
Yeah.
I have started in my life at least a half a dozen businesses. I have never borrowed a dime to start a business.
Yep.
I am a great believer in shoelacing or shoestringing businesses.
Yep.
You start at the level that you can possibly perform at. And if you are successful and passionate about what you do, the business will grow and be successful. You can fund it from there. Now, that's just one man's feeling about launching a business.
Yeah. But Nick, you've advised enough franchisees to know that many of them would not have been able to put those deals together without some level, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% leverage.
Well, yes and no. I've advised many people, or most people, to follow my philosophy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, granted, most people getting into business don't like my way of doing things any yeah. more than they like the fact that I won't buy on a credit card if I can't pay it off in 30 days.
It is not as dangerous your way. It is not as fraught with peril, but it is limiting.
It's limiting, but like I say, I won't put anything on a credit card that I can't pay in 30 days either.
And that's your philosophy, and I don't subscribe to that myself. I don't think debt is should be dealt with prudently. But debt is also leverage, and leverage allows people to do things that they couldn't have done otherwise. But the main thing, the irony, though, right now, and this is something that you and I've never seen before. I'm pretty sure I know I haven't. I'm pretty sure you haven't. And that is, we're in a scenario where if you have a going franchise, if you are a franchisee of a successful franchise, you can probably get the money to help you from a bank, to help you buy another one, to help you expand into another one. But if you want to start one from scratch, whether they, never mind what you subscribe to, Nick, other people don't feel that way, and they need a little credit to get going. Right now, you can't. You're going to have a hard time getting that money for that first franchise.
Yeah, very possibly so. But whether you subscribe or whether we agree or not on the concept of debt, before we launch into buying a second franchise or this other discussion, what I think people ought to be aware of is the danger of franchising.
Yeah.
And
And let me stop you for a second, Nick. I'm going to say this: your style of operating is what allowed that person with a franchise to be able to leverage the second one, because they got out of debt, or they never went into debt for the first one, and so they were free and clear in the first one, that it gave them the equity to launch the second one with a little bit of debt. So your style is very appropriate in that particular case. But talk to us about the dangers of franchising.
Well, what I'm trying to do here, Jim, in a very limited amount of time, is blend your question of economic recovery with the concept of franchising. And in order for franchising to contribute to economic recovery, franchising has to be successful. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it does no good whatsoever to put $250,000 into a lousy business concept that folds in 3 months.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say today, again, outside of the discussion on debt treatment, what I'm trying to say to you today is that people need to be very careful when choosing a franchise, because most of them are lousy.
Most franchises are lousy.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The problem is that you have to understand that one of the most important factors in franchising, in franchise success, would be an earnings claim, or what's now, as of 2009, called a financial performance report.
Right.
Okay? Less than 25% of franchises provide a financial performance report. In other words, you're buying a pig in a poke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So...
So are you saying, Nick, let me stop you. Are you saying that if you're considering a franchise, to buying a franchise right now, if they don't have the ability to produce that report you just mentioned, you should not consider them?
Essentially, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
And financial performance report. Now, are you saying that the franchise should be part of the franchise's documents, or are you saying that their performance doesn't allow them to produce one of these?
One leads to the other.
Okay, so it's both, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. So if
the FTC allowed declaration, but those who won't supply one for an obvious reason, right?
Right, I see what you're saying. Folks, this is all part of the due diligence. Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen, tells it like it is. He's Mr. Tough Love on franchises. And heed his advice. And that's not to say that you won't become a franchisee, but you'll be a lot smarter and a lot more prepared if you accept some of Nick's tough love. 20 after, Nick Bibby and I will be right back. The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's also our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We hope you'll take advantage of all the things that we've created for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Nick Bibby has deposited quite a bit of work with us over the years that we have archived and have chronicled on our website that you can check out and listen to. Most of the things that Nick has talked to us about with regard to franchising is evergreen. It's the kind of things that you can use. If he said it here 4 years ago, you probably steal good information right now. And Nick is the founder of the Bibby Group, right, Nick?
Yes, sir.
And that's Bibby Group, B-I-B-B-Y group.com.
Yes, sir. So probably the most complete franchise site in terms of information, without one sentence, probably at least 100 pages deep of pure information without one sentence of salesmanship.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of tough love, folks.
I'm sorry,
let me tell you,
you really have me in a pigeonhole, but I don't mind.
You are I know you well enough my assessment of you, Nick, is very accurate. I have no compunction about my assessment of you. But the thing is, Nick, when you're doing due diligence, when your money is on the line, when everything you own, have ever earned, and maybe ever will earn, is on the line, we don't need Pollyanna. We don't need We don't need to be playing the glad game here. We need tough love.
You know, Jim, nearly 40 years ago, my life was changed forever. I was a young Marine lieutenant in Vietnam, and I learned not to mess around, all right?
Yeah.
And as a child, I was a wild child, and without the ability to focus on what my decisions might mean, but I came home a different man. And yep. Those of us who choose to put life savings, home, family at risk on a childish investment because they refuse to put the effort into due diligence when buying a franchise actually deserve to lose.
Well, that and there's more of that tough love, folks. And you, but you're right. I noticed that you didn't say you shouldn't do those things. You said you shouldn't do those things and do it in a frivolous way, in an ill-advised way.
Shame of this is that, and now I have no statistics on what I'm about to say, but I do have 30 years of experience to lean on when I make this statement. An easy 7 out of 10 franchise buyers do not understand what they're buying.
I believe that. I believe you've got enough shoe leather in that assessment that I believe you.
Nick,
let me ask
you.
Wait a minute, Nick. I need you to answer this question. What is the failure rate of new franchises?
At least the same, and this will blow away anything the SBA has claimed for years. At least the same as independents. As a matter of fact, independents might be slightly more successful.
Yeah, which currently, according to the SBA's numbers, is 50% failure in 4 years.
I'd say it's greater than that.
Yeah.
And the reason that franchisees fail is twofold. One, they buy a bad system. Two, they weren't meant to be in business in the first place.
Of any kind, let alone a franchise.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, folks, and you know, folks, this is, again, we're trying to get your attention.
Thank you.
Because that's all we're doing. We're not trying to talk you out of anything, because if you can listen to what we're talking about, if you can listen to the things that Nick is telling you,
thank you, Jim,
and you still want to go forward, then you're going to go forward a lot more prepared, a lot better prepared. And you know, Nick, I hope somebody's listening to us right now and says, you know what, guys, I'm going to do this, and I'll show you. And if they follow your advice, you know, maybe they will show us. Maybe it'll cause someone to bear down a little bit on the due diligence, to focus more, to ask more questions, demand better answers, and maybe even use a little less leverage to make you happy.
Have you got time for one quick comment on this subject?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, at my website, I offer something that I worked over 10 years on producing, and that is the Focus Program for Emerging Entrepreneurs. The money that Bibby Group has made over the years is primarily made by working with franchisors. But in order to have a full menu, which was my goal when I started that company, there has to be an offering for prospective franchisees.
Right.
The Focus Program, there is nothing like it in the world. It's offered for $99, a 6-week training program of self-study on how to know yourself as a prospective entrepreneur and how to choose a franchise. Nothing in the world touches it. And I don't say that with ego involved. I say it because it's true. But I'm going to tell you something. I couldn't buy hamburgers for my family if I had to lean on the number of people that take advantage of that due diligence tool.
Yeah.
People just, for some reason, when buying a franchise, all of a sudden put on their lazy suit.
Well, they put on their rose-colored glasses. Don't forget that.
Uh-huh.
They got the lazy suit and the rose-colored glasses. And
you got it.
All right, so can they still buy that at your website?
Oh, yes, sir.
$99 at bibbygroup.com. So, folks, check it out. And, look, even if you're not looking for a franchise, you're thinking about going into business, it'll be good information for you. Hey, Nick, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Thanks for the tough love.
You're welcome, and take care.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, after the next break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Nicky to take. I'm Stevie, I should say, to take us out.
That I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.